With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Travel conditions continue to worsen in parts of mid-America. Heavy snow, ice, and wind. Forecasts calling for now very harsh winter conditions to spread eastward in the next day or two. Blizzard conditions in the Midwest have National Guard troops out now to help activate, to help motorists.
Heavy snow has fallen across parts of Kansas and Missouri. We have reports of already up to 10 inches across parts of Kansas. And over the next 2 days, a pretty big impact from this storm as it spreads eastward. A lot of areas from Kansas to the East Coast are under winter storm warnings. And we do anticipate a pretty broad area of heavy snow. Snow total 6 to 12 inches all the way from Kansas to the East Coast, including the capital of the United States.
And thus far, no fatalities have been reported. Also at srnnews.com, National Football League is assuring a safe and secure Super Bowl 59 in New Orleans. Here's George Williams.
The league issued this statement following the deadly New Year's morning attack, saying in part, quote, the NFL and the local host committee have developed comprehensive security plans, and we're confident attendees will have a safe and enjoyable Super Bowl experience, unquote. The statement added condolences for the victims and for the New Orleans community. Last week's college Sugar Bowl football game at the Superdome was delayed a day due to security concerns as a result of the attacks, which killed 14 people, as well as the perpetrator. George Williams reporting.
Meanwhile, the FBI today says the man responsible for that deadly attack in the French Quarter had visited the city at least twice before and recorded video on Bourbon Street with hands-free glasses. The probe continues into Shams Abdin Jabbar's motives and how he carried out the attack before he was killed by police. This is SRN News. A New Year's resolution for Christians.
Many believers plan to make 2025 the year they read through the whole Bible, most for the first time in their lives. It's a big task, and if you don't get started in January, it gets harder. But there are all kinds of systems out there for doing it. Polls indicate the large numbers of people who self-identify as Christians don't actually know very much about the Scriptures, spending much of their time reading popular religious books or using devotionals exclusively. Pastors say believers who don't know their Bible are much more vulnerable to falling into false teaching. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Religious freedom advocates expressing outrage over the conviction of a Catholic priest in Belarus. He was accused of high treason for criticizing the government and given an 11-year sentence. Conviction comes as government authorities intensify their sweeping crackdown on dissent ahead of the presidential election later this month. This is SRN News. A senior Hezbollah security official says leader Hassan Nasrallah was killed in an Israeli airstrike last year while inside the terrorist group War Operations Room. A series of Israeli strikes had flattened numerous buildings in Beirut's southern suburbs on September 27th of 2024, killing Nasrallah. Now, the health ministry says six people died overall. Nasrallah and other senior officials were meeting underground. Hezbollah's current leader over the weekend, Naim Qassam, warned its fighters would strike Israel if its troops don't leave by the end of this month. Hundreds of South Koreans have rallied overnight near the residence of impeached President Yoon Suk-yeol, calling for his ouster and his arrest. He refused to come out. More details at srnnews.com.